3 Advent, Saturday C. First posted December 19, 2009. John 1:19-28. John's testimony. John the Baptizer was baptizing at Bethany beyond the Jordan River, the eastern side, distinct from the Bethany and the Mount of Olives. The Pharisees, the predominate legalistic religious party in Jerusalem, sent priests and Levites, descendants of the tribe of Levi, assistants of the priests, to ask who he was. John confessed that he was not the Christ Messiah. Both mean God's anointed, the eternal Savior and King, in Greek and Hebrew, respectively, but he did not deny the Messiah's coming, or his relationship to the coming of the Messiah. So the delegation from the religious authorities asked John whether he was Elijah, who was expected to return, or the prophet, who was expected to appear, to announce the coming of the Messiah. John said that he was not. So they asked him to tell them who he claimed to be. John replied that he was the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy of a voice crying in the wilderness, calling people to prepare a straight way for the coming of the Messiah. The delegation then asked John why he was baptizing, performing a religious ritual, without their authorization. John answered, saying that he baptized with water, but the Messiah, whose coming John heralded and was preparing the people to receive, was already present among them, but unrecognized. Commentary. Before the coming of the Messiah, Malachi 4:5, the religious authorities were expecting the return of Elijah, who had been taken alive into heaven, in Whirlwind 2 Kings 2:11. Alternatively, they were expecting a prophet, like Elijah, Malachi 3:1, Luke 1:17. John understood that he was the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy of a voice crying in the wilderness, Isaiah 4:03. John did not claim to be Elijah. He knew that he was not. John did not claim to be a great prophet equal to Elijah, who was previously regarded as the greatest Old Testament prophet. John became the last and greatest Old Testament prophet because he heralded the coming of the Messiah, Elias, Luke 7:24, 26, Matthew 1:1, 7:9, 17, 10, 13. The religious authorities knew a lot about God but didn't know God personally, Job 4:2-5. If they had, they would have recognized Jesus as the Messiah, God's Son. They were using Judaism as their personal empire for their own status and power over people, rather than as shepherds of God's people and stewards of God's word. The same condition is true of the nominal church today. Many regard ministry as a career choice. In many instances, they use their position to manipulate people. The requirement for ministers, apostles, in many denominations is denominational theology and doctrine, rather than the Bible and spiritual rebirth, John 3:3, 5-8. To be an apostle, one must be authorized by the denominational leadership. The Messiah is indeed present among them, but goes unrecognized. Only Jesus gives the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples, who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b, 1:1, 15-16. I'm convinced that the true church is there to the ministry of the water baptism of John the Baptizer. The mission of the church is to call people to repent of their sin, disobedience of God's word, to return to faith, obedient trust in God, and become Jesus' disciples, as Jesus commanded in Matthew 28:18-20. In too many instances, the nominal church has failed to make disciples and build the kingdom of God. They've settled for making members and building buildings. It takes born-again disciples to make born-again disciples. If the church fails to make born-again disciples, there will be no born-again leaders. Many mainline denominations are not only not helping their members become born again, but are even preventing them from seeking spiritual rebirth by telling them they are automatically born again by some church ritual such as water baptism or confirmation affirmation of baptism. See false teachings, sidebar, home. I must say that I find that situation exactly like the fable of the emperor's new clothes. In that fable, two tailors convinced the emperor that they had made him new clothes, and dressed him in them, by pantomime. They told him that only ignorant people could not see the clothing. Not wanting to seem ignorant, he strutted round naked, believing he was fully clothed. In my version, the naked emperor has misled his subjects to strut around naked, in imaginary clothes also. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity 1 John 5:11-13 Ephesians 1:13-14?